SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The FBI says it disrupted a New Year's Eve attack plot in North Carolina, arresting an 18-year-old who allegedly pledged loyalty to the Islamic State group. U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson says the terrorist suspect had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS, in reality was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York. He pledged his allegiance to ISIS with that undercover agent, and he disclosed his plans to, quote, do jihad soon.
The man is charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. President Trump is vowing the U.S. will rescue peaceful economic protesters in Iran if the Iranian government violently kills them. He wrote online that we are locked and loaded and ready to go. An Iranian official said any U.S. intervention in the region would create chaos. A strong earthquake has shaken parts of Mexico.
Tremors from the earthquake interrupted President Claudia Sheinbaum's first news briefing of the new year as a seismic alarm sounded. Friday's quake had a preliminary magnitude of 6.5, and its epicenter was near the town of San Marcos in the southern state of Guerrero, near the Pacific coast resort of Acapulco, according to Mexico's National Seismological Agency. There's been no immediate reports of damage or casualties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tesla, no longer the top dog in the electric vehicle business. It lost its crown as the world's best-selling EV maker to Chinese rival BYD. Tesla sales have been hurt for a number of reasons over the past year. Stocks finished mostly higher. The Dow increased by 319 points. The S&P 500 added 13, NASDAQ down a fraction. This is SRN News. A Virginia school system has voted on pronouns.
Members of the Chesapeake School Board have decided to enact a policy barring any school from forcing students or faculty from using the preferred pronouns of a transgender person. Board Chairman Angela Swigert says, quote, a person who does not fundamentally agree with the use of alternative pronouns and titles cannot be compelled to use them. However, the voluntary use of transgender pronouns is not prohibited. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump says he's endorsing Nassau County's Republican executive for governor in this year's New York race. The endorsement could help ensure that Bruce Blakeman doesn't face a serious contender in the GOP primary. Blakeman came to national prominence for pushing a policy that bans teams and organizations that let males play against females from using the county's sports facilities. He also created a volunteer law enforcement unit. This is SRN News. Greek authorities have removed more than 300,000 inactive university students from public university records. The move announced earlier today nearly cuts in half Greece's official student population. The move ends a decades-old policy that allowed extended enrollment and long study breaks. The Oxford Bus Company in the UK has taken its annual inventory. It collected over 4,000 lost and found items in 2025.
Keys, mobile phones, umbrellas, purses, and wallets are among the most common items. But there are things like a bag of rubber ducks, a box of fortune cookies, an inflatable dinosaur costume, a jar of pickled onions, a bicycle tire, and a 22-pound bag of rice. The company says misplacing a personal item can be a stressful experience, and using technology, they return up to 23% of those items.
That's correspondent Bill Alexander. More details at srnnews.com.